This is Radio Nepal. I am S.N. Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda seeking vote of confidence in the House of Representatives tomorrow. Nepali Congress to oppose Prime Minister's confidence vote proposal. Government decides not to immediately enforce previous decision requiring national identity card for accessing social security benefits. Rain-induced disasters disrupt vehicular movement in 132 road sections in different parts of the country. Nepal Police urges public to check road sections before long journeys, and NATO decides to deploy long-range US missiles in Germany. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda is set to seek a vote of confidence tomorrow for the fifth time in the House of Representatives within the span of 18 months. Prime Minister Dahal decided to seek a vote of confidence after the CPN-UML, a coalition partner, withdrew its support from the government. Following an agreement between the CPN-UML and Nepali Congress on July 1st to form a new government, the CPN-UML withdrew its support from Prime Minister Dahal's government. Meanwhile, the Nepali Congress has decided to oppose Prime Minister Dahal's confidence vote proposal in the House of Representatives scheduled for tomorrow. Prime Minister Dahal will seek the confidence vote at 11 a.m. during the House meeting. Nepali Congress Chief Whip Ramesh Lekhak has instructed the party's lawmakers to vote against the Prime Minister's motion for a vote of confidence. Additionally, Leader Lekhak has directed Nepali Congress lawmakers to have mandatory attendance in the House meeting and to abstain from remaining neutral during the voting process on the confidence motion. The government has announced the extension of the tenure of the Truth and Reconciliation by 1 year. Unveiling the decisions of the Cabinet held today, Communication and Information Technology Minister and Government Spokesperson Rekha Sharma shared that the government also decided to extend the mandates of both the Commission of Investigation on Enforced Disappeared Persons and Truth and Reconciliation Commission until mid-July next year. Furthermore, Minister Sharma added that the Cabinet meeting decided not to immediately enforce the previous decision requiring a national identity card for accessing social security benefits. Additionally, the meeting resolved to unveil the Criminal Justice Administration Reform Study and Recommendations Report 2024. The vehicular movement in 132 road sections in different parts of the country has been affected from the incidents of floods and landslides. The Department of Roads said that 13 road sections were fully obstructed while 119 others have resumed one-way traffic. The spokesperson of the department, Sunil Pokhrel, shared that one-way traffic has resumed along the BP Highway, the Prithvi Highway and the Mid Hill Highway and other some road networks. However, vehicular movements along the Dumre Besi Sahar Chame, Biratnagar Itari Dharan and Tansen Ridi Korala was completely obstructed after landslides and inundation. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has warned of a high risk of landslide and flooding and has forecast the chances of rain across the country until Saturday. Meanwhile, the Nepali police has urged all to set out on long travel only after taking stock of the road condition as the highways remain obstructed in various regions of the country due to the incessant monsoon rains. Central Police spokesperson and Deputy Inspector General Dan Bahadur Karki said the people have been requested to travel only after inquiring about the road condition. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has underscored the government's commitment to integrating information and communication technology as a basis of Nepal's strategic initiatives. Minister Sharma delivered the remark at the inauguration of the NTA Centre of Excellence for ICT Research and Development at Pulchok Engineering Campus today. On the occasion, the communication minister emphasized ICT's inclusion as a pivotal element of Nepal's 16th development plan aimed at achieving national prosperity. Minister Sharma also announced plans to establish a knowledge park at Kumaltar in Lalitpur, highlighting the imperative of advancing ICT infrastructure across all 7 provinces. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेडमा नि आयो
1498 फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक Now the remaining news. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8pm English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. NATO's 75th anniversary summit has decided to deploy long-range US missiles periodically in Germany from 2026 for the first time since the Cold War. According to the BBC, releasing a joint statement, the US and Germany said the Tomahawk cruise SM-6 and hypersonic missiles have a significantly long range than existing missiles. Such missiles would have been banned under a 1988 treaty between the US and former Soviet Union, but the pact fell apart 5 years ago. The joint US-German statement made clear the episodic deployment of the missiles was initially seen as temporary, but would later become permanent as part of a US commitment to NATO and Europe's integrated deterrence. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said Moscow would react with a military response to the new threat. Meanwhile, China has fiercely rejected accusations from NATO, whose leaders are meeting in Washington, that it's helping maintain Russia's war in Ukraine. According to the BBC, Beijing called on NATO to stop hyping up the so-called China threat and urged nations to reflect on the root causes of the war. The NATO gathering has mostly focused on support for Ukraine, but China's role has also come under the spotlight. The military alliance said Beijing has become Russia's decisive enabler with its large-scale support for Russia's defense industrial base. On Thursday, NATO will hold talks with the leaders of several Asia-Pacific countries about China. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned to New Delhi after concluding his two-nation visit to Russia and Austria on Thursday morning. According to the news agency ANI, leader Modi thanked Austria's chancellor, government and people for their warm welcome and hospitality through social media platform X. Indian Prime Minister Modi also attended a community event in Vienna on Wednesday and stated that the wait has ended on a historic occasion marking 75 years of their friendship. Leader Modi also expressed his gratitude and delight at the enthusiastic welcome, acknowledging that it was a historic moment as an Indian Prime Minister visited Austria after a gap of 41 years. Leader Modi embarked on the visit to Vienna on June 9 evening for a day-long state visit. Prior to this, he was on a two-day official visit to Moscow, where he met Russia President Vladimir Putin. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of Koshi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandak Province and Lumbini Province, and at some places of Karnali Province and Sudhir Paschim Province. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at a few places of the country except for Karnali Province. With this, we almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda seeking vote of confidence in the House of Representatives tomorrow. Nepali Congress to oppose Prime Minister's confidence vote proposal. Government decides not to immediately enforce previous decision requiring national identity card for accessing social security benefits. Rain-induced disasters disrupt vehicular movement in 132 road sections in different parts of the country. Nepal police urges public to check road sections before long journeys, and NATO decides to deploy long-range U.S. missiles in Germany. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.